In today's KXEI Conversation, poet and scholar Don Lundy Martin is interviewed by Liz Burden about the kind of playing around in language and form that the Black women writers in the new anthology, Letters to the Future, are doing.
What were you looking for, you and Erica, looking for in the works that you considered for this book?
I mean, we were looking for folks who are really playing around both in language and form. I really admire the work of a lot of narrative poets, lyric poets, but we were looking for kind of the opposite of that. We were looking for folks who weren't necessarily interested in kind of singing the song of a story, but we were interested in people who were inventing new forms to tell the same stories. We can say the same thing over and over again in the same ways, and then suddenly nobody hears it. Hmm. You know, what are the ways that we can come up with to, you know, speak to our histories that can be heard newly? And I think that that's what we were really looking for. When we wrote to the folks we wanted to include in this anthology, we asked them, why now? Why now is there such a proliferation of Black women who are writing in expansive and experimental forms? What is it about this particular historic moment that makes this anthology possible? This anthology would not have been possible, you know, 30 years ago, 20 years ago. And so folks really took that up, I think, in the work that they sent. So it's a big collaboration, I think, of minds.
So why this moment? Why now? Why is it possible now when it may not have been possible 5 years, 10 years ago?
I think it involves the Kaveh Kanem Foundation. Do you know about Kaveh Kanem?
Yes.
Which is the Kaveh Kanem Retreat for African-American Poets. Mm-hmm. And Kaveh Kanem has been really instrumental through their first book prize, through their second book prize, their chapbook prize now, and the gathering of Black writers in really producing a generation of extraordinary Black writers who are, you know, internationally renowned, you know, winning MacArthur's, winning Pulitzer's, being poet laureates. Because we have this in really big proliferation of Black poetry, I think it gives more room for folks to begin to kind of experiment. I think also there's a way in which you've kind of, I think we've like run out of language in a way, you know, in order to attend to like the critical nature of what's happening right now. So when you run out of language, what do you do? And I think what you do is you play around. You play around with the page. The poems actually sometimes look like visual art. I know that somebody at this radio station talked to Duriel Harris, who was included in the anthology, and there's one of her poems that is a three-dimensional box.
Talk a little bit more about how the collection responds to or promotes resilience in the face of disaster.
I think that the way that it responds to disaster is to assert our selfhood. It's amazing to me that Black selfhood needs to be asserted as it needed to be in the 19th century when politicians dehumanized Black people with the language that they use. There has to be a counter insistence on our humanity, on our selfhood. And I think that that's the work of this book in part. I think when you read across it over and over again, there are gestures of that assertion in very different ways.
Dawn, along with three other contributing writers, will be in town for the Corey Press Letters to the Future book launch, reading, and exhibition viewing this Thursday at Tucson Museum of Art, 6 to 8 p.m. And the Visioning New Futures Salon on Friday at the Dunbar Pavilion, 4:30 to 6 p.m., followed by a potluck. To hear more KXEI conversations, you can visit kxei.org.